ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणाम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् भगवतम् ॐ भद्रम् कर्णे विश्रव्यामदेवाः
स्वस्ति नः पुरुषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नः साक्षो हरिश्चमेः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐमित्येतदक्षरम्
ॐमित्येतदक्षरम्
इदगुम् सर्वम्
इदगुम् सर्वम्
तस्योपव्याख्यानम् भूतभवद्भविष्यदिति सर्वमोङ्कार एव यच्चान्यत् त्रिकालातीतम् तदप्योङ्कार एव ॐमित्येतदक्षरमिदगुम् सर्वम् तस्योपव्याख्यानम् भूतं भवद्भविष्यदिति सर्वमोङ्कार एव यच्चान्यत् त्रिकालातीतम् तदप्योङ्कार एव सर्वं ह्येतद् ब्रह्म सर्वं ह्येतद् ब्रह्म क्लास् अपि सर्वं ह्येतद् ब्रह्म अयमात्मा
ब्रह्म
सोऽयमात्मा चतुष्पात् सोऽयमात्मा चतुष्पात् जागरितस्थानो बहिष्प्रज्ञः सप्ताङ्गः एकोनविंशतिमुखः स्थूलभुग् वैश्वानरः प्रथमः पादः जागरितस्थानो When you have to read the mantra, you have to read it like this. Jagaritasthano
Jagaritasthano
Bahishpragnya Saptanga
Bahishpragnya Saptanga
Eko Navimshati Mukasthulabhug
Eko Navimshati Mukasthulabhug
Vaishvanara Pratama Padaha.
Vaishvanara Pratama Padaha.
Svaprasthanontah
Prajnaha.
Saptangaha.
Saptangaha.
Eko Navimshati Mukah Pravivittabhuk.
Eko Navimshati Mukah Pravivittabhuk.
Taijaso.
Taijaso.
Dvitiya Padaha.
Dvitiya Padaha.
Svapnasthanontah
Prajna
Saptanga. Eko Navimshati Mukah Pravivukta Bhuk.
Eko Navimshati Mukah Pravivukta Bhuk.
Taijaso.
Taijaso.
Dvitiyah Padaha.
Dvitiyah Padaha.
Yatra Supto.
Yatra Supto.
Na Kanchana Kamam Kamayate.
Na Kanchana Kamam Kamayate.
Na Kanchana Swapnam Pashyati.
Na Kanchana Swapnam Pashyati.
Tat Sushuptam.
Tat Sushuptam.
Sushupta Sthana.
Sushupta Sthana.
Eki Bhutaha.
Eki Bhutaha.
Prajnana Ghanaha.
Prajnana Ghanaha.
Evananda Mayo.
Evananda Mayo.
Jnananda Bhuk.
Jnananda Bhuk.
Cheto Mukah Prajna Srutiya Padaha.
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 Yesha Sarveshwara.
Yesha Sarveshwara.
Yesha Sarvajnaha.
Yesha Sarvajnaha.
Yeshontaryami.
Yeshontaryami.
Yesha Yonis Sarvasya.
Yesha Yonis Sarvasya.
Yesha Sarveshwara.
Yesha Sarveshwara.
Yesha Sarvajna.
Yesha Sarvajna.
Yeshontaryam Yesha Yonis Sarvasya.
Yeshontaryam Yesha Yonis Sarvasya.
Prabhava Pyayau Bhutanam.
Prabhava Pyayau Bhutanam.
Hereafter, what I'll do, I'll teach mantra first to split and read. That is for you to understand the mantra. Later on, I'll teach you, without splitting, I'll read the mantra, how it should be read for the purpose of chanting. So by just every day by chanting these mantras, as you read the mantra, you should be able to see the meaning. That is why I'm repeating, because unfortunately we missed the classes, so I couldn't really make it well. Anyway, hereafter we'll do that way. So after these six mantras, we are entering into the explanation of the same mantras, the following Karika verses. Bahish Prajno Vibhur Vishwo.
Bahish Prajno Vibhur Vishwo.
Yanta Prajna Stutai Jasaha.
Yanta Prajna Stutai Jasaha.
Gana Prajna Stata Prajnaha.
Gana Prajna Stata Prajnaha.
Yeka Yeva Tridha Svrutaha.
Yeka Yeva Tridha Svrutaha.
Like this, these are all verses. So this we can read like a verse. Bahish Prajno Vibhur Vishwo.
Bahish Prajno Vibhur Vishwo.
Hyanta Prajnastu Taijasaha.
Hyanta Prajnastu Taijasaha.
Ghana Prajnastatha Prajnaha.
Ghana Prajnastatha Prajnaha.
Yeka Yeva Tridha Smritaha.
Yeka Yeva Tridha Smritaha.
దక్షిణాక్షి ముఖే విశ్వ మనస్యంతస్తు తైజసః
ఆకాశే చ
హృదిప్రాజ్ఞః త్రిధా దేహే వ్యవస్థితః విశ్వోహి స్థూల భుక్నిత్యం తైజసః ప్రవివిక్త భుక్ ఆనంద భుక్ తథా ప్రాజ్ఞః త్రిధా భోగం నిబోధత స్థూలం తత్పయతే విశ్వం ప్రవివిక్తం తు తైజసం ఆనందశ్చ తథా ప్రాజ్ఞం త్రిధా తృప్తిం నిబోధత. As we have seen earlier, I am Atma Brahma, the self is Brahma. And what is self here? The I actually is Brahma. I is Brahma means I is a substantive and the substance of the substantive I is Brahma. And what is the substance of substantive here? The consciousness. So I am Atma Brahma. So here consciousness is limitless reality. When is a limitless reality? The reality of the Jagat. Reality of the Jagat is the limitless reality. And the limitless reality is what here we say Atma is limitless reality. I am Atma Brahma. But how to know that? What is that Brahma? If you know what Atma is, you have known what Brahman is. Which means there is no way of knowing the reality of the Jagat without knowing the self. So knowing the self means what? Knowing the truth of the individual is, knowing the truth of I is knowing the truth of the universe, Brahma. So Atma Jnanam is Brahma Jnanam. Why? Because Atma is Brahma. But what is Atma then? Which itself implies, so you are ignorant of the self, therefore are ignorant of the reality, you are ignorant of Brahman. One cannot say, I know the self, but I don't know what Brahman is. It is not possible. Knowing the truth of oneself, knowing the truth of I, is the knowledge of the truth of the universe, Brahma. There are two different things. Which implies there's no knowledge of the truth of oneself, therefore there's no knowledge of the truth of the universe. But what is that aham? What is that I? What is I am Atma? What is this self? The self is known, self is understood, then the truth of the universe is understood. So here, therefore, Atma is here, what is that Atma? And understand Atma, Upanishad presents, as we have seen, as the one which is endowed with four aspects. As a sthula Atma, Sukshma Atma, Karanatma, and Turiya Atma. So Atma is called Chatushpad. What, therefore Atma, what is Atma? If you know what Atma is, you have known what Brahman is. Therefore, what is the Atma? Atma is Chatushpat. Chatushpat means one who is endowed with four aspects, four expressions. Therefore, the Stula Atma, Sukshma Atma, Karana Atma, and Turiya Atma. And understanding actually what is Turiya Atma is actually understanding what Brahman is. Understanding of Turiya Atma is understanding of Brahman. But understand Turiya Atma, we understand every level, every step. What is Thula Atma, what is Sukshma Atma, and what is Karana Atma. So Upanishad begins with Thula Atma, which means the reality, Atma is consciousness, Brahman is nothing but consciousness. Therefore, the same consciousness alone, Chaitanyam alone, is implied by two different words with reference to, from the standpoint of two different Namarupa, two different levels. From the Vyashti level, consciousness is known by the term Atma. The standpoint of Samashti, the same consciousness is known by the term Brahma. They both words imply only consciousness. Which means, so Stula Atma, that means the consciousness as the reality, consciousness alone is there. Always consciousness is, because as a reality, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, unmovingly, immovably, all pervasively consciousness is. Here, we understand, the consciousness happens, consciousness as the reality is all pervasive. Because of all pervasiveness, there is no motion on the part of consciousness, therefore it is unmoving. Because it is unmoving, there is no second reality other than consciousness. Consciousness is also immovable. And its consciousness is one indivisible, partless whole. Like when this I am Atma Brahma, suppose if it is said, if a wave is addressed directly, hey wave, you are water. The wave is addressed, you are water. Suppose an enlightened wave tells the other wave, you know, the self of this self in every one of us is H2O. Suppose if an enlightened wave tells another ignorant wave, then it's like addressing, it's every wave is addressed. So here, you are, when you say, when a wave is addressed, you are water. If a wave is addressed, you are water. Every wave is simultaneously addressed that you are water. Every wave is addressed, you are water. Which means the truth of every wave is water. And here we see water, which is the truth of every wave, all the waves. If you see what is the water and what is the wave, the two different words we hear. Water alone is the substance. What about the wave then? Or plural, whether it's a singular word wave or plural word waves or another word ocean, what is this then? What is the truth here? What is the substance here? Is water the substance or wave the substance? Is wave a substance? You have to, the very important word is substance. Vastu. Vastu means that which is vastu. And what is called, it is known by the term vastu, the substance. So, water and wave, if we take these two words, which is the substance? Is there a substance called H2O or is there a substance called wave? There is, so we know very well, water The truth of every word, every wave is the substance, and a wave or waves. Now the wave is not a substance. You know, wave is only non-substantial nama rupa, which has no existence of its own, therefore which is mithya. But see, the substance, water is the substance, vastu, and wave is not a substance. There is no wave, there is no such substance, there is no such thing called, no, wave, which is not a substance. Substance called wave. The water is a substance. So when you see, the wave has non-substance, non-substantial nama rupa, which does not enjoy its own existence, which has dependent existence, therefore it is mithya. When you say, what is the wave? Can you say wave is unreal? Wave cannot be said to be unreal. Why? Because wave is not a non-existent thing like your rabbit's horn. Wave is not a non-existent thing like a rabbit's horn. So wave cannot be said to be unreal. Wave is not unreal at all. But wave cannot be said to be real also. Why? Because it does not have existence of its own. Then it has to be known by some name. It has to be accounted. How are you going to see that? That is why it is neither real nor unreal means. It is there empirically, relatively it is there. It does not enjoy existence of its own when you say. That's why we use the term mithya. Wave is mithya means, this the singular wave is mithya. Plural word waves also is what now? Mithya. Waves are mithya. One wave is mithya. Every wave is mithya. All the waves are mithya. The entire ocean is mithya. The very number plurality is mithya. Multiplicity is also mithya. Duality is mithya. Then what is satyam then? Everything is mithya means, that which enjoys, that which alone can be said to be the substance is the water. Therefore water alone, the only substance is water. There is no substance called wave or waves. Therefore substance happens to be water, that is the satyam. So water is the satyam, wave or waves, number, everything is mithya means, that substance water is it divisible? Next question comes. Similarly here, let us stop here in this context. We understand when Upanishad says, I am Atma Brahma, which means you are Brahma, which means this self is Brahma, which means I is Brahma. I is equal to consciousness. The truth of every individual is implied by the term I. Manifest is what? No, I. That I actually is consciousness, Brahma. When you say, is there a substance called I? Is I a substance? Is there a substance called, there is no substance called I. There is no substance called physical body. There is no substance called mind. There is no substance called sense powers. There is no substance called pranas. There is no substance called even gross body, intellect, mind or memory or I, ahankara also. There is no substance. How you are very clear when you say it. With reference to water and wave, you are so clear, there is no substance called wave. H2O is the only substance. Similarly, here also, there is no substance called physical body. There is no substance called mind. There is no substance called sense powers. There is no substance called pranas. Then what is the substance? Not even I. That the substance is consciousness. Substance is consciousness. There, how you say, H2O is the substance. The only substance is H2O. Wave is non-substantial, mithya, namarupa. And here also, consciousness is the only substance. Therefore, I am Atma means the truth of every individual is what? Consciousness is the truth of every individual. And which is the only substance. And if, whether one single body, mind is complex, or all the bodies and all the body, mind, sense complexes, all of them are what now? Mithya. Why? Non-substantial mithya namarupa. Therefore, we cannot say there is no body, there are no bodies, there are no forms, there are no sense powers. We are not saying that there is no experience, there is no mind, there is no intellect, there is no I, there is no hunger, there is no thirst. We cannot say they are all there. There is physical body, there is subtle body, there are sense powers, there is perception, there is knowledge, there is cognition, there is memory, there is experience of pains and pleasures, all of them are. Like how waves are, so all of them are. If all of them are means, are they real? When you are asked, yes, you cannot say wave is not there at all, because it is not unreal. Wave is very much there, but wave is there, but is it absolutely real? No. Why? Because there is no existence of its own. But it is. Similarly, this physical body, the mind, this physical body, mind is complex, is. It is not unreal, but is it really there? When you ask, it has no existence of its own. The gross physical body, or the sense powers, or pranas, or the mind, or intellect, even the I, the manifest knowledge I, even that has no independent existence of its own. Therefore, all these are what now you say, non-substantial, you have to understand this word, non-substantial mithya namarupa. Like the way, name and form way. Then what, the substance is what? Consciousness. So this is the one, first level of understanding. It's very difficult when your example is given, wave is non-substantial mithya namarupa, it is very clear for you. And water is the only substance, it is very clear for you. Even though it is little subtle, but still you accept it, understandable. But when we say, the consciousness is the only substance, now the subtle and gross forms which are not unreal. The body is not unreal like a rabbit's horn. The mind is not unreal like a rabbit's horn. Mind, sense powers or experiences, emotional, mental experience, the experiences and the hunger, thirst, etc. All of them are not unreal. But are they real? How real are they? They are not substance. Non-substantial mithya namarupa. This is the first level of understanding. Consciousness is the only substance. All these subtle, gross forms, perceptible, imperceptible, subtle, gross forms and the experiences, mind, etc., all are non-substantial mithya namarupa. This is very difficult to accept. It's very difficult to accept. But it is a fact. Whether we like it or not, it is a fact. Then, not only one, whether it's an individual body or all the forms are what now? Mithya, non-substantial, mithya, namarupa. Why? Because they do not have existence of their own. Now we'll go to sex substance now. We leave non-substantial, namarupa, we go to substance. Now this substance, vastu called consciousness. How the vastu with reference to waves, the substance with reference to waves and the ocean, the H2O, is only substance. There is no second substance called, there is a second substance other than H2O with reference to the ocean and waves. And that one only substance, secondless substance, reality is what now? It is not partful, it is partless, therefore it is also indivisible. H2O is sparkless, H2O is indivisible, and H2O is the only substance. H2O is the secondless substance with reference to ocean. In the same way, consciousness, waves are many, ocean is, maybe ocean also many, but with reference to the standpoint of the substance, it is only secondless, indivisible, partless substance. Same way, here also, the substance behind all the non-substantial, the indivisible substance behind all the non-substantial, divisible, mithya namarupas is only secondless consciousness. And this consciousness is what now is Brahma. And like how water the substance is, as a substance, it pervades all the mithya namarupa waves, so also consciousness also in and through is pervasive of all the forms, namarupas, all the physical gross forms, subtle forms, unmanifest forms also, everything is in and through pervaded by consciousness. Therefore, sarvagatam Brahma. And this all pervasive consciousness. Now we have understood one thing. Consciousness is, we understand that substance. As a substance is one, indivisible, secondless, and is all pervasive. Now, and this, as a substance is no beginning, it is no end. Therefore, it what now? It's also changeless. Why it is changeless? Because it is all, due to its all pervasiveness, there is no place where consciousness is not, therefore it cannot move, it is also unmoving. And as an unmoving, all pervasive, unmoving reality, it is also what? Immovable. Why? Because there is a second reality to be moved. What is there? How can the satyam, the vastu, the substance be moved by non-substantial mithya namarupa? How can water, the substance, be moved by non-substantial mithya namarupa wave which is dependent on satyam for its existence? Water cannot be moved, pushed aside by the wave. Because very wave is water. Similarly, the consciousness also is unmoving because of its all pervasiveness, and it is immovable because there is no second thing to be moved. There must be two substances which enjoy the same order of reality, then one can push the other side. Here, we don't have, there's no parallel, comparable, no, the reality other than consciousness. Therefore, the mithya, the non-substantial mithya namarupa body maintenance complex or any form are here cannot move consciousness or pushes the consciousness, for it is immovable. And this is what now, so unmoving, immovable, all pervasive, beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless, this only secondless, indivisible substance, the consciousness, is what now? Brahma, which is the Atma, the truth in every, all the beings. And this is the Turiya Atma. Turiya means actually Chaturthaha, fourth. And fourth means don't think consciousness is the fourth. Like the fourth person, one who obtains in all the three states of experience is known as what? Known by the name Turiyaha. And what is the Turiya Atma is going to be explained in the 6th, 7th mantra, which will be followed by Karikas. And before we enter into the 4th Turiya Atma, the 3 Stula Atma, Sukshma Atma, Karana Atma are all discussed in these mantras. And in these Karikas, the first Karika actually explains the 3 padas of the Atma. Like what is Stula Atma, what is Sukshma Atma, what is Karana Atma is explained in the first Karika. That which we have seen already. Have we seen already? Vahish Prajno Vibhur Vishwo.
Vahish Prajno Vibhur Vishwo.
Yant Prajnastu
Taijasaha. Yant Prajnastu Taijasaha.
Gana Prajnastatha Prajnaha.
Gana Prajnastatha Prajnaha.
Yeta
eva
tridha
srutaha. Yeta eva tridha srutaha.
So, which means, even though we use the words sthulatma, sukshmatma, karanatma, are there 3 atmas? No, the 3 aspects of the atma, but really speaking, 3 different names of the only consciousness, Brahma, atma. Consciousness Brahman, Brahman the consciousness alone, he as the truth of every individual known by the term Atma, and that consciousness alone is given 3 different names as Sthula Atma, Sukshma Atma and Karana Atma. When is it given the name? So the water alone, in water obtaining in the wave form is known by the term wave. Water obtaining in the ocean form is known by the term ocean. Water obtaining in the form of bubble is called the water obtaining in a different, in any other form. So that the only water in keeping with the namarupa is given different names. Similarly, he has a wave. Wave also is the name of the water. Ocean also is another name of the water. Bubble also is another name of the water. Drop also is the name of the water. In fact, ripple also is the name of the water. Different names are of the only substance called water. Similarly here, Sthula Atma, Sukshma Atma, Karana Atma are all the different names of the only consciousness. But when? Because the experiences are 3 different experiences are there. And in the 3 states of experiences, we have 3 different. In all the, you are not experiencing the gross universe or gross body in deep sleep state. When do you experience the gross universe? See, every day in 24 hours, you have all the time, you have some experience or the other. Some experience means what? Either you have waking state experience, or you have dream experience, or you have deep sleep state experience. Tell me, I have a 4th state of experience. Is anybody who has 4th state of experience? You can call samadhi experience only for a meditator. That's also like a sleep only. So generally we talk about the effortlessly, easily, naturally everyone has what no experience goes through only three states of experience. And these what nobody can say, I have only one state of experience. I know only waking state experience, which means I do not sleep at all. Nobody can say that. Nobody can say I have only dream experience. Nobody can say I have only deep sleep state experience. The experiences, all of us have all the three different states of experience. And only in waking, how long are you awake? Only in the waking state, the universe, you know, the gross universe is experienced. Other two states of experience, experiences are there, but is there a gross universe for you? Definitely not. The gross universe is outside, but is there a gross universe for you? Is there a gross, even though you are endowed with the gross body, man says gross body, is there your gross body for you? Is experienced in your waking, that in your dream or in deep sleep state? Your own gross body is not experienced in dreams or in deep sleep state. Where is the question of experiencing the external gross universe? Therefore, sthula prapanchaha is what? No, it has existed. Sthula prapanchaha is there only when? Only in waking state, waking experience. Where is the sukshma prapancha? The sukshma prapancha is only in dream. Where is the avyakta prapancha, unmanifest universe? Only where you do not experience any universe at all, neither subtle nor dream. Sorry, neither subtle dream universe nor gross universe. When you do not experience subtle or gross universe, then where is the universe? That state is called what? That is when we call the universe is unmanifest. When the gross universe is not available for experience, subtle universe also is not available for experience. Universe is there, but is not experienced. That state is what? Deep sleep state, wherein we say the entire universe remains as one undifferentiated, unmanifest universe. For an unmanifest universe, there's experience of the presence of the gross universe, the experience of the presence of the subtle universe, the experience of the absence of both subtle and gross universe. Therefore, the experience is always there, means can there be experience outside of consciousness? So the Jagat, the unmanifest universe also is not outside of experience. Manifest universe also is not outside of experience, gross and subtle. Where is the experience? Where does the experience exist? The universe, the manifest, differentiated, gross universe, experienced in waking state, does not exist outside of the experience. The subtle universe, even though projected in your own mind also, which is experienced only during the dream state, is also not outside of the experience. And the unmanifest, undifferentiated universe experienced in deep sleep state also is what? Not outside of experience. That experience, not outside of experience, means where is the experience? The experience must be there, it must be the locus. Where is the experience? And the experience is not outside of consciousness. Because experience is consciousness. Why experience is consciousness? Because experience is not outside of experiencer, and the experiencer is none other than consciousness. Therefore, we say what? Experiencer is consciousness. Experience is consciousness. Experienced universe also is consciousness. Which means, this consciousness is the substance. The experience, consciousness alone is satyam. Experiencer is mithya. Experience is mithya. Experienced universe also is mithya. The gross universe, there is no substance called sthula prapanchaha. There is no substance called sukshma prapanchaha. There is no substance called unmanifest avyakta prapanchaha. Undifferentiated unmanifest universe also. Unmanifest, undifferentiated Namarupas universe. There is no substance called unmanifest universe. There is no substance called subtle manifest Namarupas universe. There is no substance called gross manifest universe. Because is your experience of the unmanifest, undifferentiated universe, which you call it the absence of experience, that universe, is it there or not? Is it not unreal? Unmanifest universe is not unreal, not non-existent like rabbit's horn. The subtle universe is not real. Which exists, the objects of experience of three different states of experience is not unreal. The gross universe is not unreal, which means it is there, but is it absolutely real? Therefore, all these three also, whether it is avyakta prapancha, unmanifest universe, or it is manifest subtle universe, or it is manifest gross universe, all these different objects of experience of obtaining in three different states of experience, all of them, nothing here is what, there is no substance as called gross universe. There is no substance called subtle universe. There is no substance called unmanifest universe. What is the substance here? There is no substance called experience. There is no substance called experiencer. Then what is the substance? Substance is consciousness. What about the experiencer? Experiencer is non-substantial. Consciousness is the substance. You cannot say there is no experiencer at all. Experiencer is non-substantial. Mithya Namarupa. What about the experience? Experience also is what? Non-substantial mithya namarupa. What about the experience, the worlds, gross universe, subtle universe, unmanifest universe, even the experienced objects of experience also what now? There is no substance called these things, they are also non-substantial mithya namarupas, which means they are neither unreal nor real, they are all mithya means. What is the only satyam? Obtaining in all three different states of experience, that is consciousness, which means, therefore the sthula prapanchaha, so the substance obtaining in the form of the gross universe, non-substantial mithya namarupa. Mithya namarupa, sthula prapancha is called sthulatma. Same consciousness obtaining in the dream state is what known as sukshmatma, The same consciousness obtaining in the waking deep sleep state is called what? Karanatma. Even though the three different names are given, known as Vishwaha or Virat, Hiranyagarbha, and we can say Vishwaha, Virat, Taijasaha, Hiranyagarbha, and Pragya, Ishwaraha, or Antaryami. All these are what are actually, you can say, they're all only, three different names of only consciousness. So consciousness is known by the term Virat, consciousness is known by the term Hiranyagarbha, same consciousness is given another name, Antaryami Ishwaraha, which means consciousness is in the form of these three words. And here we say, which means you have to, any karanam, you talk about cause also. Just see, the non-substantial mithya namarupa has no existence of its own, means it has dependent existence, and that which is dependent on is looked upon as the cause of the mithya. Therefore, in this universal, what is sthula prapancha, suksha prapancha, karana prapancha, unmanifest, undifferentiated, causal, namarupa universe, or subtly manifest, subtle universe, or subtle, gross manifest, namarupa, all these actually have their existence in consciousness. Therefore, the consciousness is seen, looked upon as the karanam only from the standpoint of the namarupas, not from the standpoint of consciousness. Now, you don't see consciousness is the cause of the universe, we never say. Now, why? From the standpoint of consciousness, consciousness is not the cause. But from the standpoint of the universe, see, from the standpoint of water, water is not the cause of the ocean. From the standpoint of the name and form ocean and wave, the cause of that name and form is water. See, three names of three different forms for which the substance is only consciousness, which is Atma and which is Brahma. So from the standpoint of consciousness, consciousness cannot be said to be cause of the universe. The standpoint of the universe, we say the cause is consciousness. From the standpoint of the consciousness, we don't say consciousness is the cause. In the standpoint of the name and the form, we say the cause is, because what is that which operates in this form? What is that which obtains in this form? What is that which obtains in the form of a wave is water. What is it obtained in the form of a motion is a water. What is it in the form of a ripple is a water. So we say, but really from the standpoint of water, we don't call it water cause. The standpoint of the namarupa wave, we call it cause is water. Therefore, similarly, from the standpoint of consciousness, there is no karanatva. We can't say katma is the karanam. From the standpoint of the prapancha, this sthula prapancha, suksha prapancha, karana prapancha, we say the cause, what is the chaptains in the form of the gross universe? What is the chaptains as the subtle universe? What is the chaptains as the unmanifest universe? In waking and dream and deep sleep states respectively, that is consciousness. When we say the cause of the universe is what? No, Atma. And what cause? This cause, intelligent cause is consciousness. Material cause is consciousness. skill is consciousness. Even the instrumental cause also is consciousness. Nimitta karanam, consciousness. We can say, oh, when you see the table, wood is the material cause. Carpenter skill and knowledge is the intelligent cause. We talk about the two causes. But here, you also have to talk about the two causes. A intelligent cause. The skill and knowledge together constitute the intelligent cause. This the material cause is the material cause. And here, a intelligent cause also is consciousness. Instrumental cause also is consciousness. Material cause also is consciousness. There is no matter other than consciousness. There is no material other than consciousness. That's why initially I started with the word substance. Parampurul allathu veru oru porul illai. Unarvathai thavara veru oru porul illai. Therefore there is no substance. There is no matter material other than consciousness. Which means what only what is only consciousness, which is the maker as well as the material. The intelligent and the material cause of the universe is consciousness only. Therefore we say what now? Ishraha Srishtasya Jagataha Antaha Sthitva Yamayati iti antaryami. Is important. I wanted to tell you this. Swamiji was telling this that Srishtasya Jagataha Antaha Sthitva Sarvam Yamayati iti antaryami. So, Srishtam Jagat. Srishtam Jagat means the manifest universe. Jagataha antaha sitva sarvam yamayati. Now, antaha means remaining inside. Inside means what? There is no inside outside. Inside means what? Remaining inside the manifest universe means remaining as the underlying reality of the universe. That which maintains, sustains everything is called antaryami. Now, you can say water, we are having manifest the ocean, remaining inside the ocean, having manifest as the ocean, remaining inside the ocean. Inside means what? Remaining inside means remaining as the very existence of the ocean, remaining as the very substance of the ocean, that which really maintains, sustains the Namarupa ocean is Antaryami. With reference to ocean, water is the Antaryami. So where does the water exist having manifest as the ocean? No, Kadalaha தோன்றிய பிறகு நீர் எங்கே இருக்கிறது? Where does the water go having manifest as the ocean? Where can the water go? In fact, water does not go and come. Water is. Similarly, here also, where does consciousness go and come? Consciousness is. But having manifest as the Sula Prapancha or Sukshma Prapancha, and it remains there as the very existence. No, because why is Antaha? Because it is not available for perception. When you see the ocean, you don't perceive the water. So you don't perceive the consciousness here. So having manifest as the universe, and remaining as the very underlying reality of the universe, sustaining existence, substance of the universe. Now, it really, that which sustains everything is what? Antaryami. So even though we talk about the causes, there is no such thing called, it is very, very difficult for scientific mind to accept this fact, subtlest fact. Scientific mind means maybe we think logical, but still there is no such a thing called matter other than consciousness. All these days we think, oh, there's a conscious, efficient cause, material cause, vegetation cause, material cause. Of course, we talk about two causes, but both the causes are one and the only substance. That is why we say, when you say only substance, and where do you, it's called upashamaha. Upashamaha means you resolve. Prapanchasya upashamaha. You resolve the entire, the manifest universe, gross universe, as well as subtle universe, and the unmanifest also. Where do you resolve? Where can you resolve the ocean? Where can you resolve the waves? Not physically. Physically you cannot do anything. All that you do is you understand water is the only substance. The wave is the non-substantial Namarupa which does not have existence of its own and which is just the Prabhu. So this is the Upashamaha, we have the resolution. And Prapancha Upashamaha, see, you resolve, there is no prapancha. Is that there is no ocean, means what? There is no ocean called substance. There is no substance called ocean. There is no substance called ocean. Substance is only water. Which means, you say, what is ocean? It is the non-substantial Namarupa, which has no independent existence of its own. Therefore, what is water alone is in the form of ocean. Ocean is another name for water. Here, got it? Ocean is another name for water. Similarly, there is no Sula Prapancha. There is no Sukshma Prapancha, there is no Karana Prapancha, there is no Prapancha. There is no substance. There is no material other than consciousness. There is no matter other than consciousness. There is no substance other than consciousness. Therefore, there is no substance called Prapancha. There is no substance called Jagat. There is no substance called Sula Prapancha. There is no substance called Sukshma Prapancha. There is no substance called Karna Prapancha. There is no substance called experience or experiencer. There is no substance called Sukham Dukham. Which means what is substance then? Only substance is consciousness. Means you say, what about the Sukham? What about the Dukham? What about the experience? What about the experiencer? What about this Sukshma Sula Karna Prapancha? All of them are what? Non-substantial Namarupa, Mithya Namarupa, which means consciousness alone is in the form of these three different words. Because the consciousness obtaining in these three different forms is getting given three different names. What is Ishvara? What is Antaryami? Antaryami, another name of consciousness. What is Karna Prapancha? Another name of consciousness. What is Sukshmatma? What is Hiranyagarbha? What is Taijasaha? Another name of consciousness. What is Virat? What is Vishwanaraha? What is Vishwaha? Another name of consciousness. Which means different names of only vastu, which means there is no such thing called jagat. There is no substance called jagat. There is no substance called jagat. When you say You have solved the jagat intellectually in consciousness. Therefore, what is there is only Brahma. What is there is only Ishwaraha. And you are, when you say I am Atma Brahma, you are consciousness, you are Brahma. For the whole prapancha is Brahma, consciousness. Therefore, you are the whole prapancha. From which standpoint? When if you think I am sitting in this fire court house, then you are not Brahma. You would think. We from which standpoint of point you are Brahma? You are the whole standpoint of the reality, consciousness, the whole papancha is you. The standpoint of Namarupa, become an individual. Therefore, this is called Upashamaha. The one in whom the whole jagat is cognitively resolvable is called Prapanchopashamaha. And this is what is explained in the first Karika of Gaudapada. The second Karika, I have on the Gaudapada, Karika, I go and stop. The second Karika introduces three different locations for meditation. And the location for, see, the Kulatma, Virat, is invoked as Vishwaha. Where? In a location, no? In a location. So the Hiranyagarbha Sukshmatma also is invoked as Saijasa. The Karanatma is also invoked as Pragya. But you need three locations. Where can you invoke Virat? Invoke Virat as Vishwa, but where? In a location. Where can you invoke Hiranyagarbha as Saijasa? Where can you invoke Ishwara, Antaryami Ishwaraha as Pragya? Invoke the whole as Samashti as Vyashti, but where? In a location. Like how you invoke, you know, the Antaryami Shivaha in Shivalinga. So you need a location for meditation. Always we need a locus. Nagam Varnam is a must. Like how Shiva is invoked upon Shivalinga, Mahavishnu is invoked in Salagrama. Now what is Salagrama? Salagrama is a fossilized wood which becomes a stone. It keeps rolling in big rivers like Ganga, Narmada. Inside is a natural formation of Shankha Chakra like that. You can see some forms. And that people take it as Alambanam to invoke Vishnu. So the Saragrama, the fossilized wood which is stored, is not Vishnu. But the Vishnu is what, isn't it? Vishnu is not a small stone, but the stone is Vishnu. Become a symbol. Like how Shiva, Lord Shiva is not Shivalinga, like some small stone. But the Shivalinga stands for what? Shiva. Antaryami Shiva. The Parabrahma consciousness obtaining in the form of unmanifest, undifferentiated universe, known by the term Ishvara Antaryami, is invoked in that form of Shivalingam. Similarly, here also, you are invoking some Ishvara, the consciousness obtaining in the form of unmanifest, undifferentiated universe, Ishvara, you are invoking as what? Pragyaha. Where? Isn't it Pragya? We need a location for that. Here also, we have three different locations. Here the second karika presents three different locations in order to invoke three aspects of Atma in one's own self as Vishwa, Taijasa and Prajna. When you invoke, what is the purpose of this? How to invoke, what is invocation, etc. We'll see in next class without any disturbance. I'll be in Coimbatore. But here, what is the purpose of this meditation must be very clear. What is invocation of Samashti upon Vyashti? And what is the purpose of invoking Ishvara in one's own self? Because that is only way. See, by invoking the Samashti in Vyashti, it does not, you don't get jnanam here. But what happens? Your ahankara becomes weaker, thin. The bloated big ahankara becomes thin and slim beauty ahankara. Which means the ahankara becomes thin. You have to see the more in this. You see, the Aikyam, Vyashti Samashti, Swarupa Aikyam. Which means, you understand the individual being part of the whole. Individual being incapable of existing independent of the Samashti. Like already we have seen, we understood this when we did this, when we did the Panchakosha Prakriya. Right? Very clear. See, no individual can ever exist independently without Samashti being around. One wave can never boast itself saying, I'm a wave, I can be on my own without the ocean being around. For the wave to be there must be ocean around. The existence of wave is dependent on the existence of the ocean around. The existence of a tree, Only one tree alone cannot exist in the world by itself. There must be a jungle, there must be forest, there must be many other trees. There must be other creations also. Only then a tree can exist, any being can exist. Therefore, the existence of any individual, any one being is dependent on the existence of the whole being around. Which means no individual, this understanding helps us to appreciate the Vyashti, the existence of Vyashti is dependent on the existence of Samashti. Therefore, Vyashti Samashti Aikya Upasanam. Vyashti Samashti Aikya Upasanam is discussed in the second karika, and which is not for jnanam, not for moksha, but which is for understanding the concept of Ishvara. The more we understand Ishvara, the more we see ahankara being kept in check. Ahankara becomes much thinner and thinner. Because the result of this meditation, one ahankara becomes weaker and thinner. It is easy for such ahankara to be resolved later on in jnana. Therefore, Vyashti Samashti Aikya Upasanam for really resolving the ahankara in Ishvara is presented in second karika, and for which Upanishad presents beautifully three different locations. Where can you invoke Vishwaha? Where can you invoke Taijasaha? Where can you invoke Prajna? So where should be invoked? What is invocation of Samashti in Vyashti? And where is what are the three locations in Vyasal? And how it is invoked, etc. We'll see next class peacefully in Coimbatore. And soon as...
ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम.
Okay, can I just very briefly ask you a question?
Yes.
You've often said that before one can reflect upon what consciousness is, one has to know what consciousness is.
Knowing consciousness means, or the J, for the want of word, knowing, I say.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, one has to recognize consciousness, yeah.
Okay. I've always assumed, perhaps wrongly,
yeah,
that I was missing something. I was missing some understanding in order to know what consciousness is. Rather like missing an equation in mathematics or physics.
Yeah.
But my impression today, from what you said today, was that it isn't a lack of information, but a lack of subtlety of understanding, yeah, and a lack of subtlety of appreciation of what you're saying. In other words, I don't need something new, I just need to appreciate it more clearly. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. You're correct. Absolutely correct.
That's good. Thank you.